Hey everyone, welcome to Hold My Pasties Please, where we discuss dating, relationships, and share inspiring experiences. I'm your host, Leal, and today I'm joined by my co-host, Ahmed, and our guest, Olivia. Welcome, Olivia.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi, guys. It's nice to be here.
Thanks for coming by, and Ahmed, thank you for popping by.
Yo, what up? We're all here on the 4th of July.
Yeah, we left in it
flooding.
Like
flooded.
Yeah, flooded.
Shit's trash. I gotta talk to the mayor of Houston. See what's up with that.
We need to do something about this.
Can't be living here anymore about this.
Oh, Houston will be underwater.
It will be eventually.
Eventually, yeah.
I don't know. We're very close.
After Louisiana, New
we're
Orleans.
We're so close to the coast.
We like need
Florida.
To start moving.
Yeah, Florida will be under the water before for sure.
So we have what like? Oh, this is good. Okay. Yeah, Brenda told me the water level, like, there was a lake outside of her house.
Oh, yeah, I saw her Instagram or Snapchat. It was...
The Heights? The Heights floods bad.
The Heights, yeah.
Does it really?
Yeah, like, it's...
That's where I survived in Harvey.
Really? Why is, like, this area, I'm in, like, Gallery area, and it never really floods. But it depends where you're going. I don't know. I think I'm street by street.
Right down the street from the Children's Museum.
Should we all like leave in August? I was in New York, but I got stuck there for an extra week.
Hold up, Jazz. You said you went to Paris, Mudgy?
No, Paris, Texas.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. I was going to say, so wow, like that, that's
baby?
Awesome.
What up? Come by me.
But yeah,
like,
we stayed.
Will it flood again this August?
If it's not this August, definitely next August.
It's just gonna get.
I mean, the whole thing about when Harvey happened, it was just a big, like, coincidence. The whole thing happened like just a big coincidence mm-hmm. of how it
formed,
hit land and how it formed and like
that was crazy.
Yeah,
nobody expected that.
500 years.
We got the dirty side of it. Apparently, like it could have been way better if like one wind direction was different.
Yeah, exactly.
That was it. Yeah,
it was a weird.
And so you know how hurricanes are formed, it's when the heat along
meets
with
the cold,
meets the cold mm-hmm. and it forms a hurricane in the middle of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually formulate in the middle of the ocean where there's nothing, and it's enormous. It's like king size, like just crazy sized, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as they approach land, they start kind of dissipating and kind of...
Well, that's the reason why they're saying that we are going to get more hurricanes because of global warming. Is that,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's getting hotter. So once... It gets hotter than, let's say, Greenland starts melting. So that's the cold meets the hot.
Yeah.
Ends up being a lot of hurricanes. So,
yeah.
Absolutely.
We get the heat. So what happens is that the heat is, I think the cold is from the Atlantic Ocean. It's already, like, cold as shit. And then you have the heat from the Sahara Desert, which we got mm-hmm. hit by, like, last weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's crazy. And then both of them combine, the form is a huge hurricane. And next thing you know, it's just twirling in the ocean and it's ready to come. So they travel a long distance to get here.
And nobody expected it to be as bad as it was. Mm-hmm. Or even, like, a day of rain and absolutely. It was flooding in Houston
yeah.
this weekend on 4th of July? Like mm-hmm.
That was, like, 4 or 5 days in a row.
Yeah.
Just a nonstop.
But it's, like, already in the Heights, it's like a river. It's like, mm-hmm. why is our drainage system that bad?
Well, you know, it's that's back to us humans again. It's because not just global warming. It's because...
We're leaving a footmark.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. a lot of those drainage systems, like during the summertime, regular times, people are just throwing trash in there.
Mm-hmm.
So that trash accumulates and it blocks.
That.
Yeah,
yeah,
it blocks a lot of that sewage system and all this crap.
Also, they say that they can't. Or
so
I heard that they can't
now that I've launched my first line of pasties and
Houston
men's shirts, I thought it'd be cool to have someone
plans.
That I know always kills it
what?
With fashion
yeah,
and
the
also
city
works
are
with
that's
vintage.
That's a joke, right?
No, that's
Olivia. Tell us a little bit.
Okay, so I'm definitely, you know,
I
read it somewhere.
Collect
could be
vintage
like, that's
clothing.
What they're saying
I go to thrift stores all around oh Houston.
What's like
and
as far
I buy
as possible in the States?
Usually, anything that I like that I think
like
is in
South Dakota.
Is it hard to find these places? Do you just kind of stumble on these shops or do you go online and kind of like search?
No, I don't,
I mean, I don't
usually go online for anything.
Is that really, really high?
I drive around the city. If I see something, I'll write it down if I don't have time to stop, which usually happens a lot. I'll keep my notes and I'll stop wherever I can or pinpoint it, I'll be back. So it's just, it's tedious sometimes because it's an all day thing. You sit there and you go one by one by one. I mean, no, think of doing that like at Forever.
Well, when they released it,
that's kind of the overwhelming sensation.
Like Forever 21?
Yeah, exactly.
So we actually had to go save her. We went all the way over there and we got onto one of those like military trucks and we had him pinpoint that place and it was a whole ordeal, but it was hard.
Yeah, that's hurricanes time. I remember when we saw an open McDonald's during Harvey.
Savages.
We went there. I never forget that day. I bought myself 20 cheeseburgers.
Did you? 20 cheeseburgers. I was going to go hungry.
Yeah. Okay. The cashier looked at me and asked me twice. I said, I'm not stuttering. 20 it is.
How long did it take you to get through those burgers?
We actually only ate about 5 or 6 of them. Had to throw the rest.
Yeah. We're just like, I need 20.
Yeah, just in case Harvey decides to stay longer. Yeah.
Where absolutely. Were you like surviving at? You said in the Heights?
Yeah, I actually got stuck in the Heights. We're watching, it was
the fight.
It was a fight. Yeah. Mayweather and, was it? Mayweather and,
McGregor. Yeah.
There we go. A UFC and boxing meet. And then we got struck by Harvey the next day.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I guess I'm not going anywhere.
I remember that.
The news, I was getting emails and messages from the county about like for mandatory,
Evacuation.
I was like, oh crap.
I was actually supposed to go to Austin that week for a bachelorette party. And I was going to drive my car. It's pretty low and I couldn't. There was no way. By the time I got off of work, it was pouring and I was like, nope, I'm staying right here.
I couldn't get back into Houston and my flight got canceled like 5 days in a row or 6 days in a row.
Did you stay the whole time at the airport or did
no.
you?
No.
Where were you now?
I was in New York and I couldn't come back. And I wanted to come back. Trust me, I did not need to be in New York that long.
I hope that never happens again, to be honest. Yeah. Just like natural disasters is one of the things where really humans are just stuck. We become nothing.
Yeah.
We kind of become zero. And the only thing that really matters is just food.
Mm-hmm. And helping each other. I mean, the way Houston brought.
For sure.
Everybody came together.
Yeah.
It was actually like
that
wouldn't impressive.
Have happened. That wouldn't have happened any other place, though.
It didn't. Yeah. It didn't happen in Louisiana, mm-mm. in New Orleans.
People were looting.
Everybody was just helping
each
everybody
other.
Here.
Yeah.
So
over here was different.
It made you very proud to be a Houstonian.
Yeah.
But that's one thing. Natural disasters, money does not become anything.
Absolutely
it becomes
not.
Zero. Like your dollar amount. You don't really. What are you going to buy if you can't buy anything?
Yeah.
You know?
So. It doesn't matter anymore.
It's just, you know, you got to look at that sometimes and just appreciate it.
And you can have a really nice house one day, and then it can be flooded the next.
Yeah.
That happened to
a million dollar house to pretty much $100,000 house.
And mostly because you're in the flood area. So
yeah, so nobody
wants
to buy it.
You lost property value.
Exactly.
Especially now, if it's flooding all the time, it's going to be hard. But yeah, I mean, that was a nice 4th of July we just had, so I was happy to not be here.
A little warm up, okay.
I was here. I was packing. That was not fun.
We got hit in Harvey in August, right? Kind of August, September-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So we're coming up on that time. Yeah, it was end of
it was
August.
August, yeah.
So it's already about to be here. Buy a little canoe.
Can you believe? Jesus.
I should buy a canoe.
Yeah.
We should get one.
Let's go to the outdoors.
I should put a Hold My Pacey's Please logo on it.
Promo it.
Oh, God.
The Pacey's are coming to save y'all.
Hold My Pacey's flag. We're coming!
Pacey's movement. It's like we don't have food, but we have pasties. So now that I've launched my first line of pasties and men's shirts, I thought it would be cool to have someone that I know always kills it with her fashion and also works with vintage clothing. Olivia, tell us a little bit about what you do.
So I collect vintage clothing. I go to thrift stores all around Houston and I buy usually anything that I like that I think is in.
Mm-hmm. Is it hard to find these places? Do you just kind of stumble on these shops or do you go online and kind of like search?
No, I don't usually go online for anything regarding clothes. I drive around the city. If I see something, I'll write it down if I don't have time to stop, which usually happens a lot. I'll use my notes and I'll stop wherever I can or pinpoint it. I'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tedious sometimes because it's an all day thing. You sit there and you go one by one by one. I mean, think of doing that like at Forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of the overwhelming sensation.
Like Forever 21?
Yeah, exactly. So I try to go there. There's been a few places where I've gone where I was telling Lyle before we started, a little closet space, tiny, and it was overwhelming. It was Forever 21 on crack, and it was so small. I ended up with a rash all over because there was dust everywhere.
So there's health hazards to this.
There might be. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They go straight to the dry cleaners, get them clean, because I'm not going to bring that into my house.
Oh. Yeah.
But
why do you think people should shop vintage? Or you said, so you mentioned recycled clothing.
Yes.
So is that another way you can describe it?
I buy vintage, but not everything at the thrift store is old. You know, you have a lot of new things, a lot of good brands. I'm all about sustainable clothing. I want to not leave a footmark on this earth when I leave. And that's just my thought on it. I want to make sure that I'm leaving a good earth for my family, for my sisters, for my nieces and nephews.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely believe that we need to find something that's good for the environment as well.
Mm-hmm.
Polyester doesn't disintegrate. Like 100% of, I'm not going to say 100%, but most of the stuff that you see in the fast fashion world is made of polyester. Where is all that clothes going to go?
Mm-hmm.
You just think about that.
And you shouldn't throw away your clothes either, right? You should don't try to
you
donate
it. You should try to donate it. It's hard. When Haiti happened, everybody sent so much clothes to Haiti, and they still don't know what to do with everything. Because a lot of that stuff, and there's mounds of clothes over there.
Oh, wow.
So you think about that. Hand-me-downs, I give them to my sisters. I buy things that are good material.
Mm-hmm.
I buy by texture. I feel the material.
Mm-hmm.
If I like the material on something, you know, good material.
Yeah.
Cotton.
Soft and, yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. So cotton takes about a month and a half to disintegrate, but at least it disintegrates. So
and polyester is.
Yeah,
no.
Cotton is grown. It's
it is.
And,
it
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but polyester doesn't. So,
yeah, yeah.
So I go by what? Also, you have to buy items or articles that are timeless.
Yeah.
So you buy a jean jacket that's never going to go out of style,
mm-hmm.
whereas you buy a print, a cheetah print, that is not going to always be in. So you have to think about what you're buying.
Yeah.
Something that's going to be timeless, you can always wear. So you buy, you know, quality over quantity.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
and I heard about something recently. I think the denim dye is also not good for our environment as far as it, you know, the dye going in the water, and it's made of chemicals or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts on that? Or
I don't really know much about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna lie,
yeah.
but I mean I believe it.
Yeah.
So good denim. What I know is you shouldn't wash good denim.
No. Yeah.
So
that's like, what actually it was
jeans,
the CEO of Levi's came out and said with that.
Absolutely.
Time,
yeah.
Not
you don't
wash
them. You know.
Unless
you're
they
walking
dirty,
all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So spot clean.
Yeah.
You try to spot clean it. Okay. If you're walking around them all day and you're like they stink,
yeah.
and it's gonna sound weird to most people, but you fold them up, stick them back, and stick them in your freezer. Kills all the bacteria.
I actually read that one time.
Yep.
And I
that
was
works.
Like,
kills all the bacteria. So the less you wear them. The less you wash them, then the longer you can keep them.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't wash good
There's
denim.
Definitely an art to, like, keeping your clothes fresh and, like, keeping them for a long period of time.
So my boyfriend is not allowed to wash my clothes because he ruined a very, very beautiful cashmere one once. And it was very painful for me.
How did that conversation go?
Yeah, that is not
was
for
there,
here.
Was it even a convo at that
It
point?
Was not a conversation.
She didn't talk to him for a week.
It was something like that. But he laughs at me because I have a lot of little piles and there's a lot of friction and stuff that cannot be washed together. So you definitely read the labels and make sure that you're washing them, you know, to each garment's care.
You guys both have like an interesting style. Like Addie dresses in like these cool denim jackets, and she's actually wearing one of her own pieces right now that she found in a thrift store. And then Ahmed, like on one of my birthdays, he came in with like a bandana on his head and like a Havana Nights looking shirt because he was very themed.
I did.
it was cool. It was super cool.
Didn't go to that bar. I think they made me take out that bandana because they were like,
they thought it was gang related.
Probably get shot.
Yeah, it was this like really crazy Latin.
Don't want that tonight.
It was really fun.
If it was Latin, you for sure probably have to
name
that
like a Latin club in Houston that it's like on Hillcroft.
Oh, wait, Hillcroft.
Not Hillcroft.
Is it Hillcroft?
Is it on Richmond?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tropicana?
That's where I went. Yeah, I got my birthday there.
It was.
I'm so mad.
Tropicana was so fun.
It was super lit. The dancing was nonstop. The bands was going off.
I am a big salsa dancer. So.
Great vibe.
Oh my God, that place is so much fun. I felt like I was not in Houston anymore.
It is that way.
And it looks like it was in a shopping center from what
it
I
is.
Remember.
So it's in it a corner sketch. And there's only like this little door.
Yeah.
And nobody knows that it's, well, you know, Hispanic people know that it's there, but you really can't tell if you don't know exactly mm-hmm. what you're looking for.
Yeah, everybody was like, "Where are you taking us?" I'm like, "It's my birthday." It was like it was my 26th birthday.
Years ago, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like I wanted like a Latin theme, and I stumbled upon this place, and I was like, "I'm having my birthday here," and they like had a whole band and like mm-hmm.
a
whole
show. Yeah, they have a live band, and a DJ.
It was really cool. I liked it.
I haven't been in a couple years, but it used to get way too packed. The last couple of years, so I stopped going to where you couldn't even dance because it's so packed.
Yeah.
Friday night's a good night. So I wanted to ask Olivia, aka Addy. So I've known Addy for years now, mm-hmm. and 6 or 7 years, and she went by Addy back then.
Mm-hmm.
So then now she's going by
ADI or
ADI.
ADI. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Why is your name Olivia now?
Why am I Olivia now?
Give us the story. Tell us the story.
Yeah. So, let's see. When I knew you back a couple of years ago, when I knew you, or when I first met you, I went by Addy, and I was in a relationship with this guy. We ended up dating for about 4 years. And
wow. That's commitment.
Yeah, I was. Okay. And it didn't work out. So whenever I moved out of our house we're living at, I moved out by myself. It was the first time I started living on my own. I was 21 years old, actually.
So you were dating him for...
I was a kid.
Yeah.
I was a kid. Yeah, it was a long time. And I moved out and I said, you know what? I was very dependent on him emotionally, financially. And I said, you know what, I want to do it on my own. So I had this job. It didn't pay very well, but it was a job. And I moved out, and it was a bad job, so I ended up quitting 4 months after I moved out. And I was having, like, a little crisis because, you know, you just have all these bills.
Uh-huh.
You are on your own.
It's a weird age, too.
It is.
Early 20s.
You're very young.
Yeah, you have no identity. You're kind of still finding yourself.
Absolutely.
And it gets worse when you hit quarter life crisis. But, yeah.
So,
something to look forward to.
Absolutely. So I was like, one day said, you know what? I'm going to do this. I got a really good job with this really, really badass attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started going by Olivia. Olivia is my middle name, so to be fair, it is my name. It's Addy Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to start new. I wanted a fresh start to prove myself that I could do it, so I started this just new me, basically. It wasn't like a new year. It was just the new me.
I mean, a lot of people do that after relationships. Maybe they might cut their hair or change their hair color or just like... You know,
I cut my hair quite often.
Yeah, just something, a shedding of old.
Yeah. So that was my way of doing it. Now I still get called Addy. My mom, my family, immediate family call me Addy. I don't mind either or. Now, at that point in my life, I was like, you know what, mom, call me Olivia. She said, that's not happening. but that's just how I did it.
So, yeah, I just wanted everybody to know that I know her name.
You're not butchering it.
Yeah, I'm like, Olivia Addy. Oh, I think that's really cool that you you care enough about the environment to actually go shopping and like look for things. And that takes a lot of time.
It really does.
So how do you sell your purchases? Like, what do you have a website? If our listeners want to find your clothing?
Mm-hmm. Right now, haven't really posted much. I'm really word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So friends of friends,
mm-hmm.
kind of. I'm trying to build like a collection of gowns, mostly formal wear, but vintage. I'm talking,
mm-hmm.
well, can't really call it 2000s vintage just yet, but I start from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s
mm-hmm.
Wear, which I've always liked their clothes. I have a Instagram, which I have not really been active on. I'm trying called Grimm's Private Closet. That's G-R-I-M-S. And I use that to post, but I just need to get everything together and start posting more continuously.
And that is a lot of work. So I recently gone through all that. So
yeah.
Anybody with a startup or...
And it's hard because you have these one-of-a-kind pieces. So it's hard because you have to find somebody who can fit that item. So not everything I buy fits me. Mm-hmm. I buy for all sizes, mm-hmm. not just small. I try to find large, medium, in the middle. So
it's a physical store right now?
No, it isn't. I have everything at home,
mm-hmm.
well, in a box somewhere.
Okay.
And I want to get a collection together of okay. gowns. So that's where I'm building. I am selling some that I have, but not everything just yet. Mm-hmm.
Word of mouth and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good start, too.
It is. I love doing it. Funnest part to me is thrifting. I know it's crazy, but I do really like going out there and shopping. Well, you're shopping, whether it's in a thrift store or the mall, which I don't go to the mall, actually.
I hate shopping.
I don't go to the mall. Shopping. I don't do that.
I like designing things and putting things, like, looks together. Like, if you give me a room full of clothes, I can put some cool stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, like, actually going to the store, and it's, like, a whole thing.
The whole process sucks.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
That's why I don't do malls. I'm not overwhelmed by thrift stores, but I am overwhelmed by malls.
That's interesting. So she's really going by quality rather than brand names and what's out there
mm-hmm.
as far as, just something that's famous and
like
Gucci. She's not looking for the Gucci.
I'm not buying.
I mean, there's some ugly Gucci stuff, too. So,
just because it's a brand name doesn't mean it's going to be amazing.
And that's what people buy. I buy, like I said before, timeless. I don't buy prints.
Mm-hmm.
A black shirt is always going to look good. A jean jacket's always going to look good.
Simple always looks good.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Whereas some prints are going to go in and out of style. Right now we have a lot of polka dots again, like we did, back in the 80s and then the
mm-hmm.
40s. And so, but it takes so long between those styles to resurface.
That's cool. Well, thank you so much for telling us about your vintage.
Of course. Thank you for having
vibes.
Me. I can talk about clothes all day.
Thanks for joining us again, Ahmed.
Of course, my pleasure. Guys.
All right, guys, thank you so much for listening, and be sure to check out our Shopify that I just launched. We are at www.holdmypastiesplease.com or .shop, and we have our men's Talk Dirty to Me shirt and my frozen pasties. So thanks for listening, and we hope you guys can come back and listen next time. Bye.
Hi. Rep. Rep, rep, rep. So rep, rep, rep. Hey, Chaz, I kind of want to sing today. I'm feeling singy. Yeah. So rep, rep, rep.